B'haTorah niknes b'arbaim u'shmona devarim. And the Torah is acquired in 48 ways. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Michal Shobran from Stern College in Manhattan, and today we will be learning how Torah can be acquired through Ma'amido al HaShalom, standing on the path of peace. When thinking about Shalom, about peace, my mind immediately goes to Aaron HaKohen, the high priest, who is a paradigm of peace. The Mishnah in the first parak of Avos tells us that Aaron HaKohen was an Ohev Shalom and a Rodef Shalom, somebody who loved peace and who sought after it. The Mili de Avos, the son of Rav Chaim of Elazhin, explained that what it means that Aaron HaKohen was an Ohev Shalom is that he loved peace so much that he would work to cultivate his patience and his love of other people, such that when someone said something bad to him or about him, he didn't let it faze him. He loved peace so much that what others said negatively about him didn't bother him. At the most basic level, this allowed Aaron to acquire Torah in that he wasn't distracted by the complicated interpersonal relationships and dynamics which rightfully take up much of our mental energy. Instead, Aaron was able to focus exclusively on his Torah study, thus enabling him to acquire it. But the Mili de Avos continues. More than that, says the Mishnah, Aaron was not just an Ohev Shalom, somebody who loved peace, but he was a Rodef Shalom, somebody who sought after it. The Mili de Avos explains that whereas Ohev Shalom, loving peace, connotes that Aaron worked on himself to cultivate the character trait of peace, Rodef Shalom, seeking after peace, highlights that Aaron loved this midah, this character trait, so much that he wanted to share it with others. He wanted to ensure that others had it as well. And he would go out of his way to do this. This is reminiscent of Rashi's commentary on the Mishnah. Rashi explains to us that when Aaron would see two friends who were in a fight, he would go over to one party and tell that party how devastated the other person was, that they had treated that friend poorly, and that they were in a fight. He would then go to the other party and tell him the exact same thing. Both parties would ultimately feel bad about how they had treated the other, wanted to make up, and ultimately reconciled. The Gemara at the end of Brachos tells us, Talmidei Chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam. The Talmidei Chachamim, masters of Torah, increase and enhance the peace in the world. As the Pasuk says, V'chol banayich limudei Hashem, v'rav shalom banayich. All the children shall be taught by Hashem, and peace will be great amongst your children. The Pasuk in Mishlei tells us, Derecheha darchei Noam v'chol nesivoseha shalom. All the ways of Torah are pleasant, and all its paths are peaceful. What we see from this Pasuk, from this verse in Mishlei, is that peace is a core principle of Torah. Peace is a message and characteristic that Hashem, throughout his Torah, conveys to us. And so, it makes sense that Talmidei Chachamim, who are masters of Torah study, would increase peace in the world. By virtue of the fact that they're masters of Torah, surely they have actualized and internalized one of its primary values, peace. But the Gemara about Talmidei Chachamim increasing peace in the world continues. The Gemara says, Al tikri banayich ela bonayich. Do not read the verse we quoted as saying banayich, children, but as bonayich, builders. Talmidei Chachamim are the builders of peace. After all, what better highlights and reflects that you've mastered and internalized the values of Torah than your ability to give it over to others? And so, Talmidei Chachamim increase and enhance the peace in the world as builders of peace, because they've given over the value of peace to other people. And this, in fact, is fitting with our Kenyan Torah, Ma'amido al HaShalom. Because while this Mida is about peace, the word Ma'amido actually connotes putting others on the path to peace, helping others stand, helping others accomplish peace and incorporating peace in their life. And so, it's my bracha to all of us that we follow in the ways of Aaron HaKohen and cultivate the qualities of patience, love, and peace in ourselves and in others so that we can be successful in learning and living the values of Torah. Thank you for learning together.